What's up, you guys? I'm B. Simone.
And I'm Megan Ashley.
And welcome to the Know For Sure podcast, where we talk about healing, growing, evolving, and having the tough conversations.
Yes, and we also talk about relationships, not just romantic relationships, but platonic relationships.
Like the relationship I have with my best friend, Megan Ashley, of 20 years.
20 years, baby.
Yes, baby. Do you know for sure?
I think I know for sure, but what I do know for sure is after this episode, you're going to know something for sure.
What's up, you guys? Welcome back to the Know For Sure podcast. I am B. Simone.
And I'm Megan Ashley.
And we are back here in sunny LA. Last episode, well, it wasn't the last episode, but last time I said, it's sunny. Meg was like, no, it's not. But today is really sunny. It is sunny. If you're not watching, you should be watching on YouTube. So head over to YouTube.
I don't know if you can tell it's sunny, though.
You can't. I don't think, you know, we got production, so we had to pull the blinds down. But it's a beautiful day in LA. And we're here. Potting, and y'all know how we do. My mouth a little dry today, but I'm gonna hit that hole. We're back. Oh, that was a pretty one. It's like angelic. So yeah, y'all, a lot has been going on in the past couple days. We went to church. We did another sound bowl bath, sound bowl healing. And by the way, you know, the negative comments on Sound Bowl and everything. We looked it up. We've done research, and we haven't found anything that is demonic about Sound Bowl. So, you guys, yeah, it's positive healing. It scientifically heals your body through music, and we're not opening up any portals, okay? All right. Thank you. So, I guess we can just pull a card. We got these icebreakers to start the day off. Let's see.
I haven't done these in a while.
In a while. And we're not going to tell y'all where they're from because they still ain't giving us sponsors. We just got a little icebreaker card, y'all.
What? I didn't even pull it. It's whack. Well, it said, what's your secret fear when it comes to finances?
Doesn't exist.
Yeah.
We know we're going to be good.
What? I didn't pick these. I'm like, this was your biggest hope when it comes to finance.
Lord. Those finance questions. Hold on, y'all. We're pulling another icebreaker.
Okay.
Yay.
When was the last time I misunderstood you and why?
The last time you misunderstood me. I'm trying to think of our last disagreement. That's probably when we probably just didn't see eye to eye, but I don't know when that was. That's the only time I really feel, I don't even feel like you misunderstand me though. I feel like, you know, I'm understood. I don't feel misunderstood, especially when we like, you know, go through disagreements and we talk through it. Mm-hmm. I think by the end of the disagreement, we get each other, but in my mind, the last time I would have been misunderstood, I guess, would have been our last disagreement. But I don't know when that was. Like the last argument or something we got into. You remember?
I don't remember either.
Yeah, I don't really feel misunderstood a lot of times. Mm. What about you?
I mean, that's a hard one because I feel like that's a feeling that I have to work on just in general. Yeah. Like I feel misunderstood all the time. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
I don't think that's fair.
You're saying not just
yeah, I just us. Don't, yeah, I don't think that's a fair thing to ask. Just because I think very differently and yeah. filter things very differently. And yeah. So it's hard to understand that.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
Dang, that's a good question because I really can't think of a time I felt misunderstood. Let's pull another one. You want me to pull?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How do you find me?
What? Finances?
Yes. Like, where did that come from? Yeah, hold on. We pull in another icebreaker.
I did not pick these finances.
It's all about finances. What do you think I can do to get more income? How do you think money may change over time? It's so crazy. Five finances. Maybe it was the order.
Finances. Oh, my God. Those must have been the ones that fell, and I just shuffled them
down. Oh, wow. What about our dynamic concerned you?
That's a good one.
About our dynamic. What about our dynamic concerns me? I really don't know.
Yeah.
I don't think I have like a concern. I just think, I'm trying to think, I don't know. I don't have like a concern.
Me either.
About our dynamic.
Yeah. I have like something I would want to work through, like our communication through conflict. Understanding, not understanding each other, but I guess it is understanding each other's minds and how it works. Like this isn't the last conflict we had, but the one about publicly covering you, like in front of somebody.
I don't even think we told our audience about
that. Did we talk about that? No. If I would have understood how your mind worked, I would have known how to do that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And know what you needed in that moment.
So loyalty looks very specific to me.
Yeah, yeah.
And
I think a lot of things do.
Yeah,
I think that's important.
Do look very specific to know. Me. But yeah. I'm a super loyal person.
Mm-hmm.
And so if I feel any ounce of disloyalty, because there's so much that I feel like I experience in relationships that I don't.
That was real,
like,
disloyalty.
I just don't look for offense.
Yeah.
I'm not looking to be offended in relationships.
Yeah.
And so even if things might irritate me, like, I kind of just will eat it because you're human. Or, you know, everyone's human and everyone's having their own experience. So it's like, if I'm looking to be offended, I'm going to be offended. If you look for offense, you're going to find it. But I don't look for that in relationships. So, and I try to make a conscious effort of doing the self work and the process, even if I feel offended. Even if something happens, I feel offended, I'll just go work that out within myself because that offense is something on, that's me.
Yeah.
You might have triggered it, but it's still mine to figure out. So,
I think it's important for me to know.
Right.
So I don't continuously trigger, and it's like, oh, my bad.
I think when I, true, yes. I was just saying that for me in my head.
Right. The process.
I'm not looking to be offended. I'm not pointing stuff out all the time. Like, you did this and you did that. Remember that? I'm not doing that.
Yeah, we don't do that.
So
though,
if there's an ounce of disloyalty, if there's a way, okay, I'll put it like this. This is a better way to articulate it. I don't ask for people to show up for me all the time. I don't really ask for anything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Everybody knows that my love language is quality time. But I don't even ask for that.
Yeah.
Like, I, you know, I'm not being like, hey, can you spend time with me today? I'm not that type of person. So if there's an opportunity.
Wait, is that number one?
Quality
time.
I
thought it was words of affirmation.
Affirmation is second.
Got you.
But if there's a way for you to show up for me and you don't, and you just leave me out there to defend myself, I'm like, okay. Because I would never do that to someone. I would never do that. Like,
but that's what I was saying. Like, that's not what concerns me, but that's something I want to constantly work through.
Yeah.
Because if that person knows your mind, like you said, to in that situation, to me, I didn't even know that that was happening. I was like, damn, when you broke it down, like, I can see how that does look disloyal to you, but my mind wasn't working like that. So,
well, we should probably tell them the scenario so that they know it.
Oh, thank you.
But basically, it was just we had an
employee.
Yeah, that was, you know, wanted to share some concerns with us, and but she got really disrespectful and out of pocket, and because we are. Oh, we're family and
sis.
Love you and sis this and sis that. Sometimes the work
aspect
of it doesn't get, like, there has to be a level of reverence for the position that I have. And I'll give you an example. When we went to the race car track, when we went to NASCAR, we took the boys. I was looking at all the guys push
The
cars. So they're coming out of the pit, and everybody that's on the pit team, and I'm not using the right terminology, so my apologies, but everybody that's on in the pit crew they're all standing outside of that car and they're pushing the car.
Not one person was in it.
Nobody was in it. Not mm-hmm. the driver. There was one driver that was in the car.
Oh, he was one of
them.
It?
But most of them were just pushing the car.
Yeah.
They're walking the car to the track. And so I'm just watching because you know how my brain is. I'm just, all right, God, what are you showing me?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just looking.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm watching them push these cars. Every team lined up, pushing the cars out. And what I was looking at was when the driver wins, whoever that driver is,
mm-hmm.
they're not going to know the names of the pit crew.
At all.
They'll never know.
Who was pushing the car up
they'll
into the
never
start
know
line. Yeah.
Who that yep. is.
Who was
right?
waxing the tires, who was putting it together. Yeah.
They'll never know who these people are.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, I'm sure they could find out, but they're not the people that
get
the public praise.
Yeah.
Right?
I was about to say publicly glorified.
But
yeah.
the people who know how to change the tires within a certain seconds amount of time.
Yeah.
Are very integral and important to the success and the winning of that
the
driver,
race.
Right?
Yep.
But the race doesn't get won without the driver.
Yep.
And so what I was realizing is that there has to everybody. It takes everybody. So we talk about being a team aspect, and it takes everybody. And there's no position that's higher than another.
That's
right?
Better than. Yeah.
But there has to be a level of reverence for the driver because he takes the biggest risk.
The biggest risk.
So if another driver does something Ooh. Wrong, he hits his, he take,
he
risks
dies.
His
Not
life.
The guy that was,
the guys
yep,
in the
yep,
pit
yep.
don't take that risk.
Lord.
So even though they're intricate and important to the team, there has to be a level of reverence for my position
yeah.
as the driver.
I agree with that.
So
agree with
when,
that.
And it's hard because when your family, you're like your family, everybody's position is
yep.
important.
Every,
yep. And that is true. But there has to be a level of reverence
for the head.
For the head mm-hmm. because they take the biggest hit. So although I need you and you need me,
mm-hmm.
I'm taking because if something happens here with
they
pair of us,
not saying
they're
the
not
videographer,
saying, they're
the
not
assistant,
saying anybody else's name but
crew.
Megan and Braylon.
Yep.
So in that conflict with that particular person,
yeah.
she lost reverence
yeah.
for the position.
Yeah.
Because she was blinded by pride because of we're family. And we can be family,
mm-hmm.
but you have to have a reverence
yeah,
for my position.
Yeah, yeah.
My kids are my family.
Yeah.
But there's a reverence for me as their mom.
Yeah.
As their parent. There has to be a level of reverence.
Yeah.
And in that conversation, there wasn't one. And so we're kind of getting into a debate
mm-hmm.
and B just goes kind of silent.
Mm-hmm.
And this girl gets really out of pocket, like wildly out of pocket. In the sense of we're having a conversation about business.
Mm-hmm.
And you got completely mm-hmm. out of pocket.
And the way I was looking at it, like, oh, three sisters on the phone. There's two sisters going toe-to-toe. Let them hash it out. But it wasn't a family conversation.
Yeah.
And like you said, even if it was family, there still has to be respect.
There has to be a level
yeah,
of reverence
yeah,
and respect.
Yeah, yeah.
And so for me, in that moment, I'm like, yo,
why didn't you say something?
I just would never.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And so,
but
for me, it was frustrating because I'm like, there is no person that's walking this earth that would ever think to talk crazy to you in front of me.
Yeah.
And but they know that without me even having to say anything. There's a certain energy that I give that you could never come to me and say anything bad about anybody that I love.
No, for sure.
There's a way that I carry myself that's like, you could never, ever even think that you have room to speak negatively or disrespect that person.
Yeah.
And for me,
and
I'm
I didn't
like,
feel like that was happening to that extent in that moment.
Right, right.
In my mind. You right. get what I'm saying? Like, I would have totally went a different direction if I felt it was up to that level, but I was looking at it so different.
Mm.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah. So loyalty is just a thing for me, and it looks
Okay, you guys, before we continue with this episode, have you ever been on a hunt for a new doctor and you literally asked everyone for their recommendation? Listen, when I moved to Georgia with the kids, I needed to find a new doctor for them. I would ask everyone, so I totally know what this feels like. You ask everybody who you know for a doctor that listens to you, that knows your needs, that makes you feel comfortable. And after weeks of searching and asking everyone around town, you finally found the one. It's close to the kids' school. It's close to your house. It's amazing. All the boxes are checked. So then you call the office, you make an appointment, and they actually have an available appointment. Everything is working out just right. But then the receptionist tells you that the perfect doctor that you have searched all over for does not take your insurance. I'm telling you right now, wipe the tears, put away the ice cream, and head over to ZocDoc to find and book a doctor who is right for you and takes your insurance. ZocDoc is a free app where you can find amazing doctors and book appointments online. We're talking about booking appointments with thousands of top-rated patient-reviewed doctors and specialists. You can filter specifically for ones who take your insurance, are located near you, and treat almost every and any condition you're searching for. These doctors all have verified reviews from actual real patients, not robots. The typical wait time to see a doctor booked on ZocDoc is between just 24 to 72 hours. That's it. You can even score same day appointments. You can find the doctor you want and book them immediately with just a few app taps. No more waiting awkwardly on hold with a receptionist. Go to ZocDoc.com/totality and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/totality. ZocDoc.com/totality. All right, guys, back to the show. These days, a lot of people are learning about all the benefits of fasting, like weight loss, mental and physical performance and gut health, but worry about the whole not eating part. Well, that's exactly why Prolon was created. Introducing Prolon, a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making cells believe they're fasting. Researched and developed for decades at the University of Southern California Longevity Institute and backed by leading U.S. medical centers, Prolon helps promote healthy blood sugar, support cardiovascular health, and reduce abdominal fat. But Prolon isn't a diet. Prolon is science. Science based on Nobel Prize winning discoveries in medicine. And this all starts with Prolon's 5-day program, snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasting state. It's unlike anything you've ever experienced. You guys, listen, if I was going to start a nutrition program, Prolon is exactly what I'd use. It's convenient, backed by Nobel-winning science, and it works. It's no wonder why thousands of doctors now recommend Prolon to support healthy blood sugar and cardiovascular health. Right now, Prolon is offering in totality with Megan Ashley listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Go to prolonlife.com/totality. That's prolonlife.com/totality. For this special offer. That's prolonlife.com/totality. All right, guys, now back to the show.
But yeah, loyalty is a big thing to me. And what I realized recently is that I was trying to figure out where that trigger or trauma came from.
In that moment?
But it was a, yeah, because I'm like, why is that such a big thing to me? Like, why? That's one thing that would really piss me off. Like, you talk about something that will light me on fire. Mm-hmm. It's loyalty. Like, what the fuck? Mm-hmm, it pisses me off.
Not feeling covered by people that love you, like, or say they love you. Yeah,
that drives it. Like, makes my skin crawl.
And y'all have to know the definition of loyalty for your person too. Like that, there's levels.
Yeah,
didn't mean to cut you off, but yeah.
I was trying to figure out where that stemmed from, and I realized that I saw my parents in different aspects, especially my mom, be so committed to what she decided to commit to, whether it was friendships, relationships, church, mm-hmm. church specifically. And this is what happened that I realized, okay, that's the trauma. Mm. But the church that we grew up in, my mom and my ex-stepfather, they were married, and nobody knew that, like, behind closed doors, he was abusing my mom. Not physically abusing her, but mentally and verbally mm-hmm, just, like, mm-hmm. fucking her up mm-hmm. in the head. And she felt like God was telling her it was time to leave the church mm-hmm. When she decided to divorce my stepdad. And they literally, like, now, mind you, this is a woman who help build the church, clean the church at 5 a.m., did 5 a.m. prayer, Saturday cleaning the church. I mean, my mom having people at her house, counseling people, anything, you know, the church ever needed, she was always there.
Yeah.
Always. My mom was the most dedicated, loyal, which is, I get a lot of that from her.
Yeah.
And they, you know, brought her up to the church and was like, literally the pastor goes, she's leaving, they're divorcing and she's leaving the church. And they all rally around my ex-stepdad and make him like this poor guy after all my mom has done. It well before he was even a part of the church. Like, and they shunned her, like talk bad about people that like I called aunties and uncles and cousins and
like the ultimate betrayal.
Oh my God. They treated her so bad.
The church stuff is crazy.
I mean, talked so badly about her, like dogged her.
Yeah.
And so I think that was like one of my first like, loyalty is everything. Yeah. I don't care if you don't like the decision I made.
Yeah.
You have my back.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that should not change your love for me.
Yeah.
Just because you don't like what I decided in that moment or whatever, or maybe my decision negatively impacts you in a way, doesn't mean you stop covering me and loving me. And so for me, that is just like a big, big, big thing for me. Mm. Like, that covering, that loyalty is a huge thing for me.
I'm trying to think of a time where, not by you, I'm just saying in general, a time where I felt disloyalty. Like the last time in...
I mean, I can give you several examples of things that I have viewed a proxy that looked disloyal.
Yeah.
Your last situation with management.
Yeah, that's, you know, the main one. Yeah.
People that turned their back on you and didn't cover you when you were going through cancellation.
Horrible.
Like,
publicly,
to me,
I
would be like, you're better than me. There are certain people that you would never be able to talk to me again.
Yep.
You just would never, I would never talk to you again.
Yep.
Like, I don't hate you, but I will never like place my trust in you.
Yeah. I noticed that what you're saying in therapy. I was talking, I got a new therapist, y'all. Shout out to therapy. Had one session. I was like, she is so fucking cool. Last week, but talking about my memory and how I forget a lot of things. And she was saying like the brain, that's a protection because you forget the pain. You forget how fucked up people were. You forget, like, prime example, about to sign that contract or the Snapchat thing.
Yeah, totally forgot.
Our lawyer was like, do you not remember she tried to sue you? I was like, actually, I thought it was a little debacle. Like, my brain blocks off so much. Mm-hmm. And that's a trauma.
From your childhood.
Yes, healing thing. But it also allows me to let go and forgive so easily, which is like you're forgetting the pain this person put you through and you're trusting too quickly again.
But see, I don't feel like you forgive. I feel like you just forget. And it's not forgiveness because even when we were talking about, I won't go too much into detail, but a very specific relationship in your life.
Yeah.
And you're like, I have forgive. And then it's like, oh wait, maybe I haven't.
Yeah.
Maybe I just forgot.
Yeah.
Or chose to forget.
Yeah.
But forgetting isn't forgiving.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, it's a part of it.
Yeah.
Like,
but I'm saying that's why, well, she's talking about my mom and, that person are two people I feel like.
Yeah.
Like ex-manager, I'm like, that is
trauma.
Yes. It's better, but I know for sure I haven't forgiven that situation. Mm-hmm. But I'm saying like times I've been fucked over or I'm like, you're like, do you not remember what that bitch did to you? I'm like, you know?
You're like, whatever, I don't care.
Yeah. But which can be a bad thing too, because you're leaving yourself open to more hurt and more disloyalty.
And
letting
that-
people continuously abuse you kinda.
Yeah, or just not taking inventory of patterns, like taking inventory of patterns and then being able to be like, okay, is it me that's allowing these people in my life, or is this something that I can address with this person specifically because I see a pattern?
Yeah.
Either way, all patterns need to be considered.
With you, know you or the
within
person.
You without the person. Yeah. And at the end of the day, taking inventory over how you're showing up because you're a participant. So that's why I said take inventory. Is this something that I'm doing? Mm-hmm. Am I allowing these type of people in my life? Mm-hmm. What am I like? But we don't live in a society that is that self-awareness, that has that self-awareness to stop and say, let me first check how am I showing up in this?
Yeah, adding to this.
At the end of the day, you are the common denominator in all of your relationships.
Yeah.
All your situations, you are the common denominator. So if I'm experiencing this in this relationship, this relationship, this relationship, this, at some point, I have to stop and be like,
What is this thing?
Why am I so trusting? Why am I so open to just letting people, you know, have that type of access to me where I feel like I'm getting fucked over every other day? What is it about me that doesn't feel confident enough in myself that I need certain things from other people? Why do I feel so offended when disloyalty is presented? You know what I'm saying? And really taking that. But at least being able, because at the end of the day, I can't make you be loyal.
Yeah.
I can't make you do that.
Or and
I
be
can't,
your definition of loyal.
I can't make you do that. But I can say, hey, this is how this looks for me. And when it shows, and it when it doesn't show up like this, I, you know, it causes me to feel.
I don't feel covered.
Covered.
Or safe in our friendship.
And I can give you that awareness.
Yeah.
But I still have to be accountable over how I'm allowing it to make me feel.
Yeah.
Because you didn't make me feel that. I allowed it because you have a position in my life where I've allowed you to cause me to affect my feelings. But it's the self-accountability. Like, and that's another thing, self-accountability, and I get it, and I'm trying to work on having grace because everybody wasn't raised with that mentality. But when people don't have self-accountability, it makes me want to jump off the fucking Eiffel Tower.
It makes like, me want to vomit.
It does. Well, that too. It makes my, it makes me, it's repulsive to me.
Yeah. But just like the, we were talking about that the other episode, y'all, the, it's the you, and it's the you, so. It's like, what's the me, so?
Yeah.
And I'm not talking soup.
It's like you,
you so this, you so that. It's like for a list of things that you can say about somebody else, there's a exact amount of list
that they can say about you.
What? That you could say about that you. They don't need to say it. That's the self-accountability part that you
just,
could say about
it's
you.
It's just taking time to be. Take inventory over your own thoughts and your own decisions and your own, you know, responses and reactions. Like, what role are you playing in this? This is not just them. The, you're in this relationship too. Like, you're a participant. What role are you playing? Even if it's the simple fact of I'm just not aware. I just choose not to be aware. Okay, so that's a decision. That's a choice.
So start there.
I just,
start there.
And then it's like, well, everybody doesn't have the self-awareness. Okay, but they should.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry.
Or you
that
have
I'm
to work on.
I'm sorry that my brain, I was raised, I'm not actually sorry that I was raised that way. But at the end of the day.
You're saying choosing to work on it. If you don't have it.
You need to be self-aware. I just, the, we live in a society where we're, like breeding narcissism. Like we are so
I don't know the full definition.
It's
of
just
that.
Just
me
all
me,
about me.
Yeah,
I look and how you know my Instagram needs to be a certain aesthetic and I need to it's just like me. It's all about me and my anxiety and my depression. And it's just like a bunch of fucking whinies. Like, ugh.
Yeah, like what Pastor said yesterday. He's like, ying, 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 or whatever he
said.
Yeah,
it's just whining. Like, it's like,
it
everyone
is,
else.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
everyone is going through something too. But we, but there is no, as much as we think about ourselves, we don't really think on ourselves. Like, take time to think on ourselves.
Deeper.
Yeah.
It's deeper.
We're so obsessed with ourselves, but don't even want to have the will to have any self-awareness.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, that to me is just like, ugh.
And you have to start the process. There's certain things. That first therapy session I had last week, I figured out about myself. I was like, this is crazy. And you would never know unless you start the process. Mm-hmm. It just, like, it's not... As important as that is, it's not that easy.
Yeah.
But you have to start the process. Like, I'll give you an example. We were talking about Instagram. I was like, I am addicted to Instagram. I like verbally said that to my therapist. She made me say it again. I was like, this is like a movie. Why do I have to say it again? She's like, you're what? I was like, I'm addicted to Instagram. But
yeah, because it's like you need to feel how crazy that sounds.
But I'm like, according to what I do, that's an addiction.
Right.
Because I'm not doing anything.
Right.
It's a habit.
But I'm saying you saying it out loud puts it in like, I'm addicted.
And she was like, why? Right. I was like, you know, surfacely, I'm just like, oh, it's a habit. I'm on my phone. Mm-hmm. I work from my phone. We got deeper. I was like, I am obsessed with like the feeling of, because she asked, what do you do on Instagram? I'm like, I'm actually on my page a lot. I reminisce on old things.
You do.
Like, I look over and over and over. I'll look at our live show over and over. I'll look at the trip in Cabo over and over. I'll look at me on stage 3 years ago over and over, walking out, seeing the crowd. And I'm like, I'm obsessing over things I've accomplished. It's like, you did it? Great. Like, you want to see that? But it's like, that is horrible. Not horrible, but
I would love to know, like, how you work through
that.
Because I don't think that's a horrible, like, thing.
But that, I think it's, I'm yearning for that feeling.
Yeah, you want that feeling.
Like,
again.
Look what I did.
Start new businesses a lot.
Yeah.
Because you like the gratification of that initial.
I love a challenge.
You love a challenge, but you also love. I think it's all of those things.
Yeah. What were you going to say, though?
Well, just because your love language is affirmations, you like a feeling of accomplishments because it also gives you that at the same time.
Yeah,
people doing this.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's not. But that's not crazy. That's very common. I feel like that's very common.
It's normal, but it's like, yeah.
That's why Instagram exists. That's why it is what it is, because dopamine? Is it dopamine?
Yeah.
That feeling of, you know, you're like, this post didn't do anything.
Pissed.
And then it's like,
you know what I mean? It's a beautiful picture. I don't care. I'm archiving it.
It's like, but it's not. So then it's like, what is this about?
Did you love it?
Did you love it? Or did you just want them to love it?
Yep.
And that's the thing. It's like that. Yeah. That's the society and the culture that we live in.
Yeah. But just unfolding that, like, I learned that within me, like, talking to Shekinah the other day. I was like, not Shekinah, you. Talking about insecurities, like certain things. Was that you? Mm-mm. Was that us talking about insecurities? Oh, certain things that I feel like I've never been an insecure person until recently. Like, I'm like, where is this coming from? Has it just been masked? Or
I think too, when God starts to shift you in different seasons, because it's so unfamiliar, it makes you insecure because you're like, I don't even know who I am.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's like, I don't. Who is this?
Yeah.
And it's like when God takes you through a refining season, you feel stripped. You feel stripped bare, raw, and you're so vulnerable in front of everyone. You're just like naked.
Yep.
And so you feel like you're walking into a room completely naked and everybody's looking at you like, I'm not even worried about you. I didn't even see that.
Yeah.
You know, but you feel that way. Like, all eyes are on me.
Yep. Yep.
And sometimes it does feel that way. And that's that kind of uncomfortable season. And I'm not saying that goes away.
Yeah.
But a lot of that insecurity could just be because this is a new you.
Yeah.
Like, you're not used to
really
this person.
And
you don't know who this person is yet.
Yeah.
And you're still getting to know. Just like in any relationship. Like, you have a relationship with somebody, but feeling secure in that relationship kind of takes time. It has to kind of go through things. I just don't know yet.
Yeah.
And you are a relationship.
Yeah.
You know, you have to have a relationship with yourself.
Yeah.
And especially as women, because we change all the time and we're evolving and we want different things and we change, that can feel, that's why a lot of insecurity insecurity comes probably within women, or you see it more with women probably more than men. I don't know. Let me not say that. I don't know if that's true or not. But because we change so much, it's when we cut our hair, it's like, I don't know. I don't know. You got to grow into that confidence. Yeah. Or when you gain weight, you have to grow into the confidence. Yep. When you lose weight, you got to grow into that confidence. You just, there's so many things as women, because we change so much. That's why I would say there's more opportunity for insecurity for women because we're changing so much. But yeah, it's just like you have to kind of, all right, this is my new body now.
Yeah.
And I have to learn to love it and see it differently because it's not what it used to be.
Yep.
So, I mean, it could literally be just that. Yeah. And then too, it's important to tell yourself, I'm not insecure.
Yeah.
I'm just learning the new me.
The who I am.
Yeah.
And like old things, like, you know, the saying, never say never. Like, you're like, well, I've never felt like that, or I don't get that, or I don't understand that. And you start like, be confident, be this. And you're like, that's coming up in me. Mm-hmm. I've never been that person. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of throwing me off my rocker.
Yeah.
Just wondering where it's coming from, I think.
And then too, I remember there was a season where my confidence was really, really, really low for a long time. And I remember God impressing on my heart, like, I may not ever fully take that away because I don't want you to be confident in you fully.
It has to be all in me.
I want your confidence to be in me.
Yep.
Because when you're confident in you, then you're relying on your own strength and your own ability and your own whatever. Yep. But when you're confident in me, then I get to fully show up in you.
Yep. And get the glory.
And get the glory because that's what he's after.
Yep.
So I remember feeling like, damn, I just want to be like confident, just walk into a room, da da da. God's like, I mean, but no. Yeah. Like, I want you, you know, like, I want you to be confident, but it's like, I want you to be confident in me.
Yeah.
I want your confidence in me. That's why I say, I don't worry about trusting people. I trust God. I don't talk about trust. And there are very few people that I put my trust in. Yeah. Very, very few.
Yeah.
Like, one hand few.
Yeah.
But I don't worry about trusting people because God never called me to trust anybody.
Yeah, yeah.
And God never called me to have self-confidence in myself only. Like, you know what I'm saying? He didn't call me to do that. So anytime, and then again, going back to a conversation that we had before, living under a kingdom
life.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You're living in under a kingdom life now.
Mm-hmm.
So what used to be confidence in yourself, because you're living under the kingdom, now you're kind of like, you got to rely on his confidence.
It's a different kind of confidence.
Yeah. It's not you no more. Even, it's not, you know what I'm saying?
Like the people, places, and things. Like yesterday when I went to pull up on my homeboy last night at the studio, I'm like, I looked at the whole situation from a different lens.
Mm.
It looked and felt so different. I'm like, because I'm such a different person.
Mm-hmm.
Not in a bad way,
mm-hmm.
but just like, even I went to go visit a friend last night, and this is a platonic friend, but we do have like a romantic chemistry, but nothing has ever happened like sexually with us. But like even driving there, I'm like, what is the intention?
Mm-hmm.
My literal intention was like, God, just let him see you through me. Mm-hmm. Like, what am I here for? Am I a vessel? Is this purposeless?
Mm-hmm.
Like, why am I going here? Mm-hmm. You know? And it was great energy. It was fun. I was there for a couple hours, but I looked at the whole scenario different than I would have looked at it 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Like, lit, this is, I'm like, this industry is so dark.
Yeah.
I'm like, he is so great. Like, he made a song so quick in 10 minutes. I'm like, imagine like if you were living up to your fullest potential, your fullest purpose, like who God called you to be. It's just, you look at things so different when you change. So that was just a prime example of not only people, places, things, and not like I shouldn't be around this person anymore. Like, what am I called to do in this person's life?
Mm-hmm.
Looking at it like that. Never looked at it like that before.
Looking at the purpose.
Yeah. Like, the purpose. What is the purpose of this?
That's it. Going back to that Miles Monroe quote, like, if you don't know the purpose of a thing, abuse is inevitable. Like, you have to know the purpose of
it. Yeah. Yeah.
I have to know the purpose of our relationship, friendship.
Why am I here? Yeah.
This job, this whatever. Like, what is the purpose?
Yeah.
And if you don't know the purpose of a relationship, it is so.
Yeah.
Abuse is inevitable. You will abuse it in some type of one way, shape, or form.
Because what
either
are you
abuse
doing?
Yourself, you allow abuse to happen to you, you abuse the other person. Mm-hmm. Like, there has to be, what is the purpose here?
And that could all be the energy, a vibe. It's electric, it's energy. Mm-hmm. It's like, just because you have energy or a vibe or
chemistry with somebody,
that does not mean it's meant to be.
Mm-hmm.
We have chemistry, like even sexual chemistry. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? We've never done anything sexually, but it's definitely there. Mm-hmm. It's a possibility. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, that means nothing.
Yeah.
Like, we're so different.
Mm-hmm.
Just so different. So
yeah.
Coming to that realization, I'm like, this will never be a thing, but what is the thing?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what is the purpose?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And sometimes God will allow a relationship to see what you're doing with it.
Yeah.
Sometimes it ain't no purpose in the relationship. Maybe it's a specific thing that you got to deal with within you. Maybe it's like, all right, I'm going to go ahead. God's like, I'm going to go ahead and allow this because maybe this is the thing that allows her to see me in a different way or allows me to get this message through to her in a specific way.
See the situation in a different way.
So sometimes it may not be a specific thing about the relationship that you two, like the purpose isn't always what you do together.
For sure. No, I agree with that.
You know what I'm saying?
I agree with that. Even planting seeds.
Yeah.
Planting a seed, like in that person.
Yeah.
Or vice versa. Like you said, I looked at it so different. When your spiritual eyes are opened a little more, it's like, you just look at it from a different vantage point.
Yeah, for sure.
So.
For sure.
That was just wild.
Yeah. It's only 38 minutes.
But one thing he did say, he was like, the feeling I feel with you, I wish I could feel every day. It's like, I feel so peaceful.
Mm.
I'm like, well, yeah. Because this is chaos.
Yeah. Going back to that.
I'm like, Lord have mercy.
Letting your presence be disarming. Like. Allowing because you've cultivated a presence within yourself on your own time.
Yeah.
When people come into your presence, it's like, oh, damn, like it feels
safe.
It feels calm. It feels peaceful. Like, but that's because you've been able to cultivate that on your own outside of that relationship, you know? So, I mean, that's always the goal.
Mm-hmm.
You want people to feel that way.
Yeah.
I was listening to Miles Monroe this morning. And he was talking about like the secrets of the kingdom. Like basically like when Jesus came and started his ministry, he started it and spoke in parables.
Yes.
And the disciples were kind of like frustrated. Like
what are these parables?
Yep. Like,
yep.
And basically he was saying like, there are certain secrets that's specifically for you, for my people. Like I don't give those out to everybody. So he was speaking in kind of like a hidden
code
language.
Yeah.
Because he didn't want, you know, to be persecuted too early by the religious establishment at that time in the way that he was speaking. So he kind of spoke in code, which is what the parables were.
Yeah.
But there are certain...
But how did... I'm sorry to interrupt you. How did only they know what he was talking about?
Because he would explain it, but the way he would teach it would be in parables. So he would like say, like the potter and the clay is
a
parable.
Right.
And then he would elaborate on it. But they would be frustrated because it's like,
why do I have to figure this out?
Yeah, why do you speak in parables? Why can't you just... Mm-hmm. But he's like, there's secrets in the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
And there's certain things that, like, again, if you want to live under the kingdom, there's certain things that you have to kind of abide by.
Let's face it. People have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number smart beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number smart beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable.
But there are, you know, secrets and mysteries and things that God gives us specifically when you live under the kingdom.
Yeah.
And so if you...
Because of the way you're living.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
He opens up things to you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It could be as simple as like, all right, I wasn't living for God. Now I've been living for God. I'm like, I'm on my journey, mm-hmm. walking with Christ. Like, I'm... Mm-hmm. Now all of a sudden, I get this brilliant idea to do this XYZ, business or whatever.
Yep.
And it's inspired, like, it. You know
it's
what I'm saying? It's like,
that.
It could be as simple as that. Yeah. Just being able to unlock your awareness in a different way for him to be able to deposit something that's life-changing for you forever.
Because he's waiting on you.
You know what I'm saying? But you have to be under a certain living in order for that to be deposited into you. Not that you aren't gifted, because your gift comes without repentance. So
or
you're
not that
born
you won't
with
be
the
blessed.
Gift. Yeah, or not that you won't be blessed, but there are certain like secrets and mysteries that are only in the kingdom.
Yeah.
If you decide to live under that.
Yeah. I felt like that the day I shared with y'all where did I share it? I think I shared it at the live show. When I was praying or whatever and we got good news about the lawsuit I was going through. But I was like, soon as I started seeking God, he like had to hold that until I started seeking him.
Mm-hmm.
Like it could have been done. He was waiting on me.
Mm-hmm.
Like he was like, I'm gonna wait. She's gonna seek me. And then I'm gonna let this happen on this day. So she knows whatever.
It was me.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But like, imagine if I would have seeked him a year ago, the lawsuit could have been over then.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's like, he's waiting on you to live under the kingdom so he can give you what you've been promised.
Yeah.
But it's your time.
Yeah, it really...
He's like, I have it right here. If I promised it to you, it's already yours. Yeah. I have it.
Yeah.
I'm just waiting on you.
Yep.
I'm like, I got that so quickly on my journey. Like, I could say it started in November, but I'm like, imagine if I would have did it a year ago, seeking God, having this relationship, asking him to show me. He's like, I could have showed you that a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
I was waiting on you to seek me, you know?
Yeah. That's a lot of times what it is. Because God, like, again, God's not changing his mind.
Yeah.
He is who he is. He's not.
You're like, his boundaries are his boundaries.
Yeah, and he's not changing that.
The word is
so
the word.
If you want it, it's available to you, but there are certain stipulations that you have to abide by in order to get it. God will work, like I love that scripture, you know, God will, what is the scripture?
Don't give me the quote, because I don't know. I'm going to say, work things out for your good. He's good.
Well, he's working all things out for your good, but it's not just for your good, but for those who love him and are called to his purpose, to their purpose. So it's like,
you can't just take half the scripture.
You want all things to work out, but you're not living in your purpose and you don't really love God.
Wow.
But then be like, well, God, you said that you were going to work, but that it only applies to the ones that love him and that are living, called to their purpose, that are living out their purpose.
Yep.
So if you're doing both of those things, then yes, he will work the bad out for the good.
Wow. That's why you have to know the word.
But that's what I'm saying. There's certain boundaries or certain stipulations. There's a, when you do this, this is available to you.
Yep.
When you do this, this is available to you. It's not, I have this and that's that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
there's certain
mm-hmm.
things that you have to, it's just kind of like an inheritance. Like, you have an inheritance, but there's certain things that maybe have to happen in order for you to get the inheritance.
Yeah.
And it's the same with God. Yeah. There's certain things that he has stored up for us ready.
Yeah.
But this, you have to do this in order to have access to this.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's yours.
Yeah.
As soon as you do this.
But the only way for people to know that is to know the word, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to, for sure. Everything is in the book.
Yes.
And your relationship is what helps you interpret the book and guide
what
you
it means
through,
for you.
Yeah. And guides you through it. And you know, the Holy Spirit is what helps you in that and interpreting it. But it's all in the book.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's like I said, it's one manual.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
There is one. I don't care how many. I don't care how many self-help books you get. They're great. Yeah.
Yep, yep, yep.
I'm sure we'll write a lot of them.
Yep, yep, yep.
I know we will.
Yep.
There's one manual.
Oh, Lord.
I get it. All these books and stuff, they're great.
That's why you have to know it.
And they help, they're helpful.
Yeah.
But there's still just one manual.
Yep, yep.
That's it.
Yep.
And you can agree with it or not agree with it. That's your choice.
Yeah.
There's still one manual. It's not changing.
Yeah.
It stays on the bestseller
list,
book list every week.
Yep.
It never changes.
Yep. Yep.
Period. It is what it is. Mm-hmm. There have been tons of governments and rulers and all types of things that tried to take this book away.
Ooh,
it hasn't been
Jesus.
Taken. It is what it is. Like, there's one book.
Yeah. That's
and
it.
And it's a living thing.
Yeah.
It's living because it has to be within us. Yeah. And if we're a living thing, then it lives. It
has to be in your heart, not just like reciting scripture. Like, you have to truly, truly know it. I'm working on that because I've never read the Bible.
Yeah.
Until recently. Yeah. Scriptures, but reading the Bible, knowing the word for myself, I don't know it.
Yeah. And there's tons. I mean, and it's a big book.
Yeah.
Shit, it's hard to know. I may not know all of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know if I will ever know all of it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Even my mother, who's like the biggest Bible scholar I know, doesn't, you know, there's still times where she'd be like, let me go back and look this
up. Yeah, let me look
that
up.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But I know that in every situation, if I'm like, Mom, what does the word say about wisdom? She'll be like, hold on, give me oh, yeah, there's a scripture. I just got to find it. But I know the word says da 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 da
da. But see, that's embedded in your heart.
It's in her.
It's not just like a memory, like, oh, John 3:16. You're just reciting scripture.
Yeah.
It's embedded.
And one thing that I feel like has helped me is knowing the word and being able to speak it in situations helps me be able to retain it.
Yes.
So it's like if I'm just on a surface, easy level, if I'm having a hard time doing things, I can do all things through Christ that strengthened me.
Ooh.
Philippians 4:13. I know that.
Yep. Yep.
Jeremiah 29.
Yep.
For I know the plans that I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. I know that.
Yep. Yep.
Because
so
in
you
moments,
can go there.
Because in moments, I need that.
That's why it's so important.
It reminds me when I was going through suicide and depression and real bad anxiety.
Yeah.
For I know the plans that I have for you. Plans to prosper you
and not to harm you. Amen.
I know you don't like this right now, but I have a plan for you.
Yeah, and that's
and
the
it's
truth.
To prosper you
and
not to harm you.
Yeah.
That is in the book.
It's the truth.
And that was the only thing to save my life. It wasn't everybody saying I love you and you're valuable. And
it was standing on the word of
God. It was the fact that the creator has a plan for me, and it's to prosper me and not to harm me.
Yeah.
The one thing that stuck out to me today,
that's good.
Or at church the other day, where he was talking about how like yesterday he was talking about, dang,
Jesus, I'm so sorry.
Good God, it's like if you need to say cut.
We can cut.
It's a podcast. It ain't live. We can edit and cut and stop and start again and stop and start again. It's not that deep.
Ooh-wee. I said, let me get off the mic for that.
That didn't matter. You could have did that upstairs and it would have been as loud as it was right in the mic.
Allergies.
You don't have allergies.
Allergies. No, what is it?
Mm-mm, no, because she can't do that on mic.
What were you saying, sweetie?
I don't remember.
Sorry about that.
But he was talking about how, like,
Jesus.
Just giving the enemy way too much credit and being like, oh, the enemy's attacking me. And something Miles Monroe said today, he was like, the enemy isn't omnipresent.
Oh,
how he
wow.
attacking you at the same time? He's not omnipresent. He can't be everywhere
Lord.
At one time. He's not God. So how is it that the enemy is attacking
he said God
everybody at the same
it.
Damn time?
Yep.
Sometimes it's
that.
Just God allows certain things.
Yep. Yep.
He just allows it because he has a plan for it.
Yep.
If he allowed it, he has a plan for it. Period. So if you find yourself going through something, just know that God has a plan for it.
Yeah.
If he allowed it, there's a plan for it. Even if he allowed it on your wrongdoing.
Yep, yep, yep.
There's
yep.
still a plan for it.
And what are you doing in that season?
And what are you doing?
What are you doing in
that
season?
What role are you playing? Yeah. Going back to the self-awareness, yeah. self-accountability.
Yeah.
But why are we be putting the enemy in all these places he can't be in yep. is wild.
Yep, yep.
Giving him credit for all this stuff that he may not have nothing to
yep.
do with.
Yep, yep.
He's not omnipresent.
Yep.
He can't be everywhere. Yep. I don't know how he's attacking everybody at the same time.
A billion people. Right, right, right.
So it's, again, it's changing the mentality. Oh, the enemy is attacking me. Oh, the devil is busy.
What is God showing me?
Okay, God. I know that I know that you have a plan for me.
Yep.
Plans to prosper me and not to harm me. So if this is happening, you have allowed it and you have a plan for it. Show me and guide me. Give me wisdom and understanding to navigate through this situation. Help me know your word. Help me be reminded by your word. Let me be embedded in truth and let me be guided by you.
Yep.
Because if this is hurting me, it's because you're allowing it to. And maybe it's not hurting me. Maybe it's refining me.
Yep.
And it's just uncomfortable.
Yep.
And
yep.
I don't like it.
Yep.
And you know I don't like it. So give me grace. Because you said, and God loves to be reminded of his word.
Yep.
That's the one of
you
the,
said.
He,
oh,
you
that's good.
Said.
Yep. You said.
My that your grace was sufficient for me.
Mm-hmm.
So give me grace in this season.
Mm-hmm.
You said that you had a plan for me.
Yeah.
So I believe that.
So yeah.
I'm don't Let's give even it. Attention to the enemy.
Yeah. Yeah.
You not about to get my attention.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not about to sit here and be like, oh, I come against every.
Right.
Yeah,
demon.
I come against it. But then it's like, all right, but all right, God.
All right, God,
I thank
let's get
you.
It. I'm focused on you.
I'm worshiping you. I'm just going to give you praise.
Yep.
And I'm not about to sit here and worry about that.
Yep. Show me where you're taking me in this season. Let's focus on that.
Yeah.
Because I know I'm going to come out of it just like you came out of everything else prior.
God, you've given me authority.
Yeah.
You've given me the authority to charge my angels to go before me.
Yeah.
You've given me that authority. Yeah. So I charge my angels to go before me, to protect me.
Yeah.
To take care of that situation. Whatever the situation, remind God of his word. Repeat. And that's, you got to know it though.
You got to know it.
You have to know it. To be able to say, some people don't even know they have the authority over their situation right now. They don't even know.
Yep.
Because they don't know
the word. Yep. Yep.
Because you heard something in the book that made you uncomfortable, you decided to discredit
the whole book.
Not knowing that that same book that makes you uncomfortable is the key to
saving your life, to your freedom.
But you so off put by it because it says something by one thing that you don't agree with.
One boundary you don't want to. Yep. Yep. One thing you don't want to change in your lifestyle. One addiction you don't want to give up.
And again, we abide by laws all over the place outside of God. I don't agree that the speed limit should be 45 in this neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
But I bet you I'm going to go 45. Maybe I'll go by a little 50. I might do a little 5 over.
Right.
But I'm not going 70 and a 45.
Right.
Because what will happen? It heightens the risk of my safety.
Yeah.
And for me to go to jail.
Yeah. Your livelihood.
Yeah, your livelihood.
Yeah. Yep.
But when it comes to God, we're like, no, I don't like those boundaries. No.
Or I'm going to do this and I do this.
It's like, but if that is what is a benefit to you to protect you in some way, even if it's to protect you from something that you don't know, just abide by it.
Yep.
We don't question the government on certain things every single day.
Yeah, we just do
This is the law, so we just do
it. We just do it. Yeah.
I don't know why the law is that, you know, if you... You can't drink until you're 21.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't understand that when I was 19.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But now that I'm 33.
You're like,
I understand
why.
You don't need to be drinking at 21. At 20.
You don't need to be drinking at 13. And you wake up in a hotel.
You're not mature enough. You're not even capable of making rational decisions because you're not developed enough.
In
your sober mind. So if I take you out of your sober mind and you're already undeveloped, and then I take you out of your sober mind, that do you know the risk that puts you in?
Yeah.
We would never ask questions about that.
Yep.
We abide by it.
That's the rule.
Even though at 19 I didn't understand, but now at 33 I understand. So even though there might not be something that you understand right now that's in the book, I'm telling you, there will come a time as you develop that you'll be like,
got it.
I fully understand why you shouldn't have sex before marriage.
I fully understand that. And I'm gonna keep it a buck with you. I really didn't even agree with that up until like recently. Like recent years.
Understanding why.
I didn't agree.
Oh, wow.
I just didn't think it was like
a big deal.
I'm just like, I'm not saying go have sex with everybody.
Right.
But I wasn't like really big on that. Like, for sure. Yeah. For sure. I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
Now.
100%.
Like what?
100%, yes. I understand that.
It's a protection.
Not
even for your physical body, for your heart, for your mind, for your sanity.
We're talking about abortion laws. We're talking about should men have the right to not father their children they didn't want that woman to have a baby.
We're talking about STDs. We're talking about STDs. We're not talking about ones you could just take a pill and it go away. You're talking about something you got to live with for the rest of your life.
We're talking about the spiritual attachments that comes with that. We're talking about see what I'm saying? Now we're in this big war of femininity and masculinity, mm-hmm, and who's, you know, mm-hmm, who's the blame, who's not the blame, and is it the men, is it the women, and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I know that a lot of that would be fucking figured out if people wasn't having sex. We would have a lot of things
figured out. Soul ties, spiritual stuff.
I'm just saying. I'm not saying that that's easy.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that you can't have a successful marriage if you've had sex before marriage. I'm not saying that either.
Yep.
I'm just saying I understand now.
Why that protection is there.
Why
so important. And we're going to talk about that, y'all. Megan put me on to this video, Miles Monroe. I never knew who Miles Monroe was until Megan. He is like a legend he's a pastor, right?
He was, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He passed, RIP to him, but, talking about divorce, the role of a man, marriage, and the role of a woman. So we're going to talk about that on the next episode. It was a real good video and I challenge you guys to watch it. I wish we could watch it and do it like a live review, but.
Oh, that would be dope. We could.
But it would be.
May said we can do that.
Yeah. I thought of that. Like
maybe certain parts if you
want. Yeah. Certain parts, mm-hmm, but it was just, Megan was like, watch this. And we send each other links all the time, but sometimes we don't get to it because we send and share so much stuff. But I watched it on the flight here. I was staring at her the whole flight. We're across. I'm like, this is mind-blowing. This is wild. She's like, what part you on? I'm like, it's so good, y'all. If you are single, if you're married, if you want to be married, if you want to stay single forever, I challenge everybody to watch it. And we will talk about it.
If you want to stay single forever.
If you want to stay single forever.
I get it, though.
You get what I'm saying? If you just...
It ain't a bad idea.
If that's your plan.
It ain't a bad idea.
We're going to talk about it on the next episode, y'all. So make sure you go to the part two of this video. And we are going to get deep on this Miles Monroe video on relationships and marriage. It is so freaking good. The way he charged up men, he said, y'all all right now. Ladies, y'all next. Y'all be quiet.
Yeah.
He went in on the ladies...
He got everybody.
It was equal, y'all. So it's going to be a good video, and we will talk about that on the next episode. This was another episode of the Know For Sure podcast, y'all. I'm B. Simone.
And I'm Megan Ashley.
And we love y'all. And make sure you sign up for our Patreon for exclusive content. Every single Friday, we put out extra content, vlogs, written blogs.
Like, is it Friday? Lord.
No. Monday.
Jay said it is not Friday.
It is not Friday. Get off my ass about it. I'm making the content right now.
Get off my ass.
But yeah, y'all sign up for our Patreon. We're going on tour. Tickets will be on Patreon first. Our new spring merch collection drops. It will be on Patreon first. I know y'all be so mad that y'all missed everything from tickets to the merch. Patreon gets it first. And that's just a perk you have for being signed up and subscribed on Patreon. So we love you guys.
Love you guys.
Bye.
Oh,
oh wow. We didn't even do that the last episodes.
Oof.
Really quick. All right, we're back, guys. Jay said, what do y'all know for sure? What are you saying no to for sure? And what do you know for sure?
What am I saying no to? I am saying no to I'm saying no to living under any other kingdom but the kingdom.
Period.
Under any other
I'm under the kingdom law.
Law, yep. Whatever.
Culture, like it's world.
It's,
yep.
kingdom living first, kingdom as best living. As I can. I'm not saying I'm perfect.
For sure, for sure.
What do I know for sure? I know that there's one manual or one book, one guide, and the answers are in there.
Yeah, yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
I know for sure.
The B-I-B-L-E, I just wanted to make sure I'll clarify. Because
your manual is sorcery.
I put a prayer for somebody on Charlie's page because he asked for people to pray.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Everybody was kind of typing out a prayer, so I typed out the prayer and I didn't say at the end in Jesus' name and they went in on me.
No.
They were like, we only pray to one, like certain people did. I'm like, okay. Well, but in my head, for sure. they don't know
who
me,
I'm praying to.
But that's, I just want the B-I-B-L-E.
The B-I-B-L-E.
That's the book for me.
I stand alone on the word of God, the B-I-B-L-E. Bible. Oh my goodness. Katara, we PKs. All in the church. What do I know for sure? I know for sure that therapy is so important, y'all. I fell off for, I probably haven't been to therapy. Well, actually, I went to this one lady. I didn't like her. So I found a new therapist, but I haven't been to therapy in probably like 2 years. Started back up. And I love this new therapist I tried. Keep trying until you find somebody that works for you. Try it, you guys. Just try it. Be open to it. You ain't got to tell nobody. If you think you're embarrassed by it, if you think, oh, only people who need help or only crazy people or whatever, go to therapy. Just go. You ain't got to tell nobody.
You're crazy too.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
If you think you're not,
if you,
you
think
are.
Everybody's crazy, there's something crazy in you.
You're nuts too.
So I know for sure therapy is needed in our community, need it younger. And I think it's really, really healthy, you guys. So I challenge you guys to try it. What I'm saying no to for sure.
Can I just give a really
Yeah.
All therapy is the act of awareness.
Literally.
That's it.
You're talking
they're not,
it out.
They're not telling you to do
what
anything.
To do.
They're giving you the opportunity to be aware.
To be aware.
That's it.
And what do they do? Ask questions.
I'm a walking therapy session every day, just in case.
That's literally
wondering.
All she did was ask me questions. Mm-hmm.
Bring
how
you
does
to
that
your
make
own?
You feel? Mm-hmm. Why do you think you're addicted?
Mm-hmm.
And you come to your own conclusion.
Because at the end of the day, the answer resides in you.
In you. So that therapist don't know you, you know? That's good. No to. What am I saying no to? No. No. I've been feeling like a little moody lately. I don't know if it's a tapeworm or if I have worms or whatever. I'm still working out the parasite, y'all. I'm keeping y'all updated on my close friends.
Let's not say worms.
Okay, sorry. It's parasite.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's worms.
Yeah, it sounds like an STD.
That's crabs. No, I'm just kidding.
Worms sounds like a... Ew.
Yeah, so I'm saying no to letting, like, my mood control my day. Because I've been feeling so blah lately. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, no. Like, perk up, buttercup.
You know? Look like fucking Imani. Oh, my God.
So that's what I'm saying no to. No matter how you feel, guys, no is temporary. And no, you have authority over your day, your week, your month, your year.
I heard somebody say, you, just as much as you don't, you can't invoke your bad breath on someone. You, as much as you should invoke your bad breath on someone, you shouldn't invoke your bad mood on someone.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, so if you're in a bad, like if you wake up and you brush your teeth because you don't want anyone to be offended by your funky ass
You don't
want to
be offended by your breath.
So it's like, same with your attitude.
Yeah.
It's like, same.
Yeah, samesies. So yeah, that's my no-no. Love you guys. We're out for real this time. See you next week. You don't want to miss next week. I'm telling y'all. Ain't even recorded yet, but I know it's going to be good.
I really wish Miles Monroe was still alive.
I know.
Man, it just breaks my heart.
Just want to pick his brain,
but
don't
he
you?
Said he was ready to go. Before he died, he preached a message and was like, I'm ready.
They said it was like a week before?
Mm-hmm.
That's wild.
Got into a plane crash. Do you know how often he flew plane? I mean, he had private plane. Anyway, we'll talk about it next episode.
Wow. All right, y'all. See y'all next week. Love you guys. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to the Know For Sure podcast. Make sure you keep the conversation going and use our hashtag KnowForSurePod.
Yes, we want to see you guys share the hashtag KnowForSurePod on all social media platforms. We want to keep the conversation going.
And follow us on all social media platforms, Instagram and Twitter, KnowForSurePod.